Radio.
How's everybody doing this evening? Teen Scene Radio. Once again, live on the air. KBAK Trillion here, coming at you live. Right here, same Teen Scene Radio hour. Same Teen Scene Radio day. Visit us online at facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio. Or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. That there is Focus In, Dice Trembling. By KBAK 8 Trillion. Your favorite artist selections from this show's favorite album. Where are we going from here? Man, it's the only album that we've ever produced it. 2 years, 2014 through 2016, over 450 selections. Pick your most fabulous, your greatest selection. Come on, Lee, how's it going? How's the baby? Hello, Kimmy, how y'all doing? The Sad Life there with the Lee Simmons family and or Lee Ann Simmons family. Inseparable. So, over 450 titles. Okay. Oh, boy. Hey, each and everybody. You got to pick your favorite titles. Now, remember, you go to Universal3000.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, click the Where Are We Going From Here album cover, and scroll down, pick your favorite titles, right-click on the title link, and click Save As. You can save those songs. Now, listen, those are free downloads. I have no idea how long those downloads are free. How you got to set, man, those are classic KB, a.k.a. Trillion songs. Solo songs nobody has. I'm talking about anywhere in the world. So that private link I'm giving to you now, only those people going to the Universal site or Universal 3000 site or some other Universal site can have access to that particular link. Big ups to shout-outs to Sylvia Rowan and Doug Morris, the Universal Records families that inspire me along the way and inspire Universal Security on this few U.S. records. Some of the inspiring family, anyway. Terrius Nash. Man, you made it to the Universal office. That's great. How does an artist go from singing? I used to like this song, by the way. Man, that was a good one. And then, all of a sudden, you're sitting there, man. What is that? My desk. I guess it's your desk. I suppose when I get to New York, we have a whole other office for Universal Superior under CBS Records Division and or label. I want to thank you all and really, really appreciate everything you all have been doing in the music industry, though. Giving a lot of opportunities to artists and entertainment professionals to make it. Hey, Facebook friends for this show. Monique Rayleigh. Trophy Gal, Kimmy Griffin, Tiana Hall. I didn't say Tiani, so I used to say in Jamaica or somewhere. Tiana Hall. It's Unruly Jesse, no. Susan Judd. and Queen Shadia. How y'all doing? Yeah, man. Jamaica, man. All my Jamaica family. Y'all show me so much love from Jamaica. What about y'all having over there now? Y'all voting for somebody? I've been watching y'all walk around in the green and the blue. And I was wondering what it is. I'm like, what am I? My face on your shirt? Look, I'm running for international emperor king. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm not even running. There's no voting for this position. Yeah, Barack Obama, you know, he's been in office 7-8 years now. This is the 8th year. This is 2016. Obama! We ain't on the floor no more. What was that? Get that out of the floor. Remember that song? Look, we're on the floor tomorrow. Now we dancing. I'm trying to see how high we can get. And I'm not talking about dope or drugs or smoking. I'm talking about elevation. Up in the sky, like heaven, the living heaven. Look, Barack Obama, there's one or two solutions here. There's really no candidates for president. I'm running for president in 2016. And I finally figured, you know, I'm just going to stick with my international emperor king position. See, that was provided to me from up on high. Do you understand me? That's a position that's given. You can't even give that position. You're born into that position. It's like the return of the Messiah. It's like the Creator walking in man form. Okay? Royalty, creational authority, we're talking about here. You have to have been born into the position, Emperor King, the living experience. Emperor King. Emperor King is a dream. A living dream. Emperor King. You understand? So, there's no opposition for this position. And that's what I'm saying really about the presidential position. When there's no opposition, there's no contender. No opposition. Listen, there's no. Do you realize there are teens, or they're at least young adults, youth, 7 years old. There's never been anything other than a brown-skinned president in the U.S. to these kids. For 8 years now, I mean, imagine being born into the Obama administration. We've never had a Caucasian president in this world, in the U.S., with all due respect. And I'm telling the truth. Am I telling the truth to my 5-year-old brothers, to my 6- and 7-year-old sisters? They have no understanding of anything other. As far as I'm concerned, that's who's sponsoring it. Listen, the International U.S. Operations proposed a presidential panel. You know what? Projected from past experience was a future where the White House becomes a monumental memorial. Okay. A museum where people, all nationalities, all ages, all colors and creeds, from all around the globe, from other planets, from other millenniums, from other galaxies, creatures and aliens from all around, beings who were cognitive and intelligent from thousands of light years away, can now come to the Earth and tour the White House. How about them in tours of the White House, huh? How about the 160-year-old lady? And now tour the White House? How about Alicia Keys and Rihanna? Some of these basketball players, these youth. How have we been doing tours of the White House? Well, let me tell you why Obama's doing tours of the White House. Because the White House is a monumental museum now, in the future. However, if this statement was made in 2000 or 2009, is today the future from 1987 or 2006 or 7? Yes, today, now is the future. The president of the venture panel will include male and female, Caucasian, American, Native, Indian, African, Asian, Australian, Canadian, sitting around a table. And some say, everyone already done that. That's what the United Nations is. That's what Congress is. That's what some of these other panels we have. We already are doing that. Then if you're doing that, why don't we relieve the White House of its, go ahead and put one of them museum ropes around the Oval Office desk so that the kids from different schools can come in, different countries, and say, man, this is a great place. This is a wonderful place. The presidential panel will take precedence, will begin operating with the international U.S. operation. Now, when I say international U.S. operations, what I mean is globally. All over the globe, isn't everybody living good? Isn't everybody dressed good? Wearing good hairstyles, looking good. Obviously, there's some places where we need to go in and bring some style from the U.S. and have international U.S. communities having operations from the U.S. internationally in every country. That's what international U.S. operations is. Okay? Look, all around the world. Let's encourage, let's put a stop to former past operations and let's go ahead and include everybody in the world in U.S. governed administration and say that the international U.S. operations should operate globally, not just here in Western territories. And obviously we see that it is operating in that manner. However, as we continue pushing forward and operating in that manner in the future, the White House becomes a wonderful museum that stays intact and looks really nice. Eternally, y'all, we're family. Hey, love one another. Okay? Blessings to everyone. Think and come together. Teen Scene Radio. Facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio. TeenScenedream@gmail.com. Be my love! And push forward into the future with me. Family, we're living good. Continue living good everywhere in the world. I'm dreaming about you. I fantasize about paradise. I love you. My eyes, my next cross, my eyes.